On the way to your destiny, God is going to ask you to do things that require great trust. You can't have extra mile obedience if you're not convinced that God is going to take care of you, that He has the favor, the blessings, the funds, the people, the confidence to get you to your purpose. The last Sunday that we were in our former location, right before we came to the Compact Center, I was driving home after the services that afternoon. It was very emotional, pulling out of the parking lot for the last time. I'd spent my whole life at that location. As I was leaving there, there was a rainbow in the sky. Looked like it stretched from the old location to this place. It was like God was saying, I'm doing a new thing. I felt very grateful. About that time, I passed the Spanish church that my father and the first congregation helped build some 30 years earlier. On their small marquee out front, it said, thank you, Lakewood, for giving us our building. Now, I wonder if I would be standing here if my father had not had extra mile obedience. Had he not done the right thing when it was hard? Had he not proven to God that he could trust him? I don't know if I would be seeing the blessing and favor on my life. Where will your children be 30 years from now if you will have extra mile obedience? What kind of favor, good breaks, abundance will they see because you did the right thing when it was hard? You could have played it safe, not taken any risk, held on to the hurts. But like this widow, you said, God, I trust you. Doesn't make sense, but I'm going to do it even though I don't understand it. You had extra mile obedience. Get ready. You're going to see extra mile blessings. Blessings that not only catapult you ahead, but your children and grandchildren will be better off. They'll walk in favor and blessings because of you. Anytime God asks you to do something hard, that's a sign that something big is in your future. The widow went from getting by each day, having just enough to survive, to having abundance, provision that never ran out. My father went from believing for one sanctuary, hoping to have the funds to pay for that 1,000-seat auditorium, to having the funds over the years to build multiple auditoriums, much bigger than he ever imagined. Don't put off the hard thing. God wouldn't be asking you to do it if he didn't have something much better in your future. But sometimes we let fear hold us back. What if I do it, Joel, and it doesn't work out? What if I make the prophet the meal and I starve? What if I give these funds and I can't build my sanctuary? David said, I was young and now I'm old and I've never once seen the righteous forsaken. God is not going to let you down. Don't let fear and doubt keep you from seeing the greatness of our God. He's going to ask you to do things that don't make sense. It's because faith has to do with your heart, not necessarily your mind. That's why the scripture says, lean not to your own understanding. If you can figure it out, make it work on paper, you've got it calculated how it can happen, then you don't need faith. But when you're like this widow, you calculate, I have enough flour for one meal. I've made bread my whole life. I'm concluded. We're limited. That's when faith has to kick in. God, if you want me to make the prophet a meal first, you want me to do something I don't understand, I trust you. Doesn't make sense to me, but I realize I'm natural and you're supernatural. You control the universe. You spoke worlds into existence. You stopped the sun for Joshua. You gave Sarah a baby at 90 years old. You parted the sea for Moses. You opened prison doors for Paul. You brought water out of a rock for the Israelites. I recognize you're Jehovah Jireh, my healer, my deliverer, my promise keeper, my way maker, my miracle worker. Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.